This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Blood test, semi-annual blood test, and you have to fast for 12 hours. So here I am, just, oh, man, ready to eat the glass. Jennifer Horn.
Eat the mic instead.
Okay, I'll do that. That's the old expression, you know. When you got two, when you weren't doing a good job, the program director would come in and he'd analyze what was going on. One of the things he used to say to me was, you need to be closer to the microphone. So it's like eating a lollipop. Eat that microphone. How's it sound when I get on top of it and eat it, Richie?
A little too close.
A little close. Okay. Jennifer Horn, you can eat your microphone, or are you all set? Where is Jennifer? I haven't heard any voices. No voices.
Jen.
Cat must have got her tongue. Ah, there she is.
I knew she was there.
So we have more good news here. I would like to spend some time. The whole business of the stock market, the markets have rebounded. There are jobless claim numbers that are iffy at the moment, even though the trend is, the labor trend is strong. But this is the way you tell whether we have a healthy economy or whether the country is healthy economically. Construction. And I just looked at the report. Construction spending in our country has reached its highest level since before 2008. So what that means is that we have a robust growth curve, because there was so much, the business went sort of south. A lot of the trade people went into different things. Guys went broke, framers, because there were no building, no houses being built, no build. So now there's a need, and the thirst is pushing up the value of land. I know the value of land in my area gone up about $100,000 an acre in the past year and a half. Not as good as it was in 2007.
Wow.
Still $100,000 an acre off of what it was in 2007, but $100,000 more than
that
it was
real
at the worst time. Well, it wasn't real.
Good 2007 values.
Well, it was real because people were paying for it.
Well, but it was
real.
To it. It was fictitious.
Listen, the way I look at it, if somebody wants to pay you whatever it is for whatever you're asking, that's what the value is.
There you go.
For me.
It's worth what somebody will pay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if somebody paid $400,000 for an acre of land because they want to build a house on it, that's what it was worth. And then after the...
Send them my way, because I have some oceanfront property in Arizona to talk to them about.
Yeah.
Doug had that, too.
Yeah, I did.
How'd that work out?
I was lucky to get that much for the whole kit and caboodle. All right, anyway. So the point I'm trying to make is that with all of the turbulence in these world markets, you look at the annual rate of increase, it looks like this year we will spend well over $1 trillion building new homes. That's pretty substantial.
God, see, man.
That's a lot of money, a lot of
homes.
Sure is. Good for the economy.
Well.
Well, what?
Who's going in these homes? I've always wondered this. Are we growing that fast? And if we're...
No, these are people that were forced into apartments because they didn't have any money. What you're suggesting, I think, is that we're now making it easier again for people to buy in these homes, and we're going to squash everything 3-4 years down the road after people bought these houses and couldn't afford them.
Freddie, nothing really changed there.
No,
that's
right.
No, what I'm asking is, I don't get new home buys. I mean, who buys new homes? Okay, one or two people. We have more people that need homes, or people who are upgrading their homes, which therefore would lead you to think, okay, so there's homes that are empty. Somehow we're filling all of the homes in this country, and they keep building new homes.
Okay, so here's part of it. There are a lot of single people who were married that are now out on their own, and they're buying homes for themselves. Single men, single women. I know of a development not far from
girl
me.
Power.
Right. Well, there's a development that was built
divorce.
For people who are over the age of 50, There are a lot of single women and some single men, mostly single women, who are bought into this development. And it is nicely done, but in previous years, these people would have had a family home. And so now somebody's having a family, they bought their home. Where do these older people go? They go into a development like this. The 50-plus and 55-plus market for new homes is astounding. And most, by the way, most of these people have two homes. If they've gotten to that point and they can afford a home on their own in the area where they have grown up or where they work, then they're likely to spend money buying a second home in our area down at the Cape, up on the beach in Maine, or they go to Florida. Florida real estate is back up on the, I mean, there are a lot of, I can remember my father who bought three or four different places down in Palm Beach County over the years. The first one he bought for $14,000 in 1964. It was a little apartment, two-bedroom place in a unit that was on the beach. It was great. Riviera Beach, nobody was there. Then the Perini Company discovered it, and they were building condos everywhere. And he went up the street to another building that was the oldest sort of high-rise. They called a high-rise then eight stories. And he had two or three different units in that building. And they would go up and down, fluctuate. I think the first one he bought for $146,000, sold it for $250,000, bought another one on the top floor for about the same amount of money, went up to $400,000 at one point in time, went back down to where it was. It just depended on how many people there were who had the discretionary income to buy. Mostly those people were retirees. Very few people my father's age when he first went down there. Most of them were older people, and they were people from modest means. They could afford a $14,000 house in Florida. That's where they went. 65 plus, that's where they went. And so now that's all changed because Florida has demographically changed. Yeah, is it, what do they call it? Waiting room? God's waiting room? In yes. Some areas it is that way. Well, you get down into Palm Beach County and you get away. Well, some of the areas, if you go into Lake Worth, between Palm Beach and Delray, there are a couple of communities that are not too upscale. Then you go down further from there, pretty much they all get upscale until you get to Fort Lauderdale, and then it goes down until you get to Miami, and then it's pretty messy. You go to Naples and those areas on the west side, and until you get up to Tampa, up to Sarasota, it's not great. But then all of a sudden, whew, you get any influence from Orlando, Sarasota, Tampa, all those areas, the value of homes down there has gone bananas. And so, but if you look even into the Mid-South, look at what's happened in New Orleans since Katrina. Woof. You try to buy a place down there and compare it to the values. That's why 20% of the people who left after Katrina never came back, because the value of the real estate there, even though it's craziness because there is, you know, they didn't really fix the problem. The government didn't fix the problem of the levies and stuff. But because the tax incentives for bringing new business down there have caused growth to go boom, explosion in growth in New Orleans. So everything become more expensive. Same thing that happens in Los Angeles. When things are good, try to find a house. You can't find a house no matter what for less than $1 million. It doesn't make any difference where it is or what size it is. So okay. Jennifer, somebody would pay you. Well, maybe not.
No. Yeah. Maybe $500,000.
All right, here's some quick facts from the U.S. Census for 2014.
Quick facts from Richie McFadden, yes.
I'm just reading them. Here's the U.S. Census. Okay, the population in 2014 was 318 million in the United States. In 2013, it was 316 million. In 2010, it was 308 million. So part of it is we do have a growing population, right?
Yes, we do. That's okay. Who's buying some of the houses.
So then you look at the people under 18 years old, 23% of that population is under 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Persons over 65, 14%. So we have a younger population coming up, and the older population is dwindling. So you have kids that lived in one house now going out and getting their own houses, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Housing units in 2014. How many homes do you think are in this country in the year 2014?
How many homes? 80 million.
133 million housing units.
Really? Wow.
Home ownership rate? 64.9%.
Uh-huh. Okay. So 70%, almost two-thirds of, more than two-thirds of us own our own home.
It's good news
for the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, that's interesting.
So maybe this is all good news.
It is good news. I find this to be good news, frankly.
It just amazes me.
Yeah. And so
they keep building
for all
new houses
the,
and they keep selling them.
The people who are doing the naysaying, all those people who want to have you sell your stocks, those are the people who are going to be buying. The people who tell you to sell your stocks are waiting for you to sell them so they can buy them. Those are, anybody who tells you to sell your stocks is only trying to do one thing. You dump them so they can buy them. Because that's the only real play.
Is that the
here.
New firm that you use? You dump them, we buy them.
You dump them, we buy them. You dump them, we buy them. I like that, Jen.
Last one. Yeah. Persons per household, 2009 to 2013.
2.63. Yep.
Yeah. Only a half a person?
Two,
I knew I haven't been feeling fulfilled lately.
16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot, more than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59, and over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished gut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
19 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. How would you like to go shop at a grocery store?
Yeah.
That offered discounts if you put a tattoo on your arm with a logo of the store.
Wait, like a permanent tattoo?
A Kentucky grocery store is offering discounts if you're a customer, you get a tattoo with the store logo on it, you get a 10% discount, in some cases 20% lifetime discounts.
10% if you get a real tattoo, that's nothing. They better be giving me free groceries for life if I put ink on my body.
Not a fan of that.
Rainbow Blossom Natural Food Market. Why would a natural food store want to promote tattoos? The fine print here is, here it is, listen to this.
See, that's what happened.
Tattoo must be visible. Not in a private area, at least 1 inch square.
So I can't even hide it, and they're going to only give me 10 stinking percent?
No.
Oh, please.
No.
That's why the farm store didn't do as well as it should have.
The farm store?
Yeah, you should. The milk store, your milk store.
I should have been offered tattoos.
Yeah, you should
have. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Do you have any tattoos? A, yes, I have several. B, yes, I have one. C, I don't, but my spouse has one. Wow, that would never happen with the person I know.
Jennifer, yes or no?
No.
No.
No. No for me?
No, you don't.
No for you?
No for me.
21, my son's made up for all of us. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
By now. now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
This week in 1980, whatever, and all I know is the song is horrible.
Why? You don't like this song?
Oh, no, man. We made fast work.
Well, what are you playing?
Skipped right over Air Supply and went to...
No, dude.
Yeah, you weren't here.
All right, 23, past the hour. Back to number five, please, from this week in 1982. Top five songs.
Number five.
He
pushes the button.
No, he was the host of the program. Whose name is on the program is the person who makes the decision.
Let me know how that works out for you. So anyway,
number five. Is if you want me to go and not come back for the rest of the hour, I'll do that. Otherwise,
really? That's all it is.
How about if you guys stay here and I'll go do that?
All right, back to number five.
What do you like about Air Supply?
What do I like about them?
Yes.
I think they have sweet messages in their songs. I think women love this sort of music, and as it happens, we have a lot of women who listen to this program, so I'm trying to cater to them.
Oh, not to you, the ladies in the audience.
And you and the other bullheaded.
I'm a lady, and I don't really like this song.
You've got to be a little older, gentlemen. Anyway, Air Supply, Even the Nights Are Better, number five this week, 1982. Now, Fleetwood Mac.
Ugh.
It's a good pop song.
You and your Air Supply.
I know. Okay. So I got to have
an Air Supply concert shirt for Christmas.
We'll have a big, my kids used to make fun of me, too, for the same reason. Big breath of fresh air now with Fleetwood Mac. Hold Me. You want to crack it up, Richie?
Sure.
All right. We have been playing this constantly now for the past minute or so. We're reviewing, as we do from time to time, big songs. This part of the program, this part of the hour, is devoted to music in some way, shape, or form every hour of the day. So Hold Me, number four. Number three belongs to Chicago. Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Wow.
This week, 19.
What a week in music, huh?
This is horrible. See if we can get at least one good song. Well, Fleetwood Mac's not bad.
Peter Cetera should have been one of the singers of Air Supply.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, number two, Survivor.
Now we're talking.
Uh-huh.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's an okay song.
Rocky.
Yeah. hockey craze.
Number one, now you got it.
Steve Miller Band. It's a good song. I've always liked this song. Abracadabra. Number one this week, 1982. Crank it up, Richie. Abracadabra.
San Francisco Bay.
You make me hot. Yep. You make me sigh. You make me laugh. You make me cry. Keep me burning.
Good guitar,
for your love.
Song last year in concert with Journey and Tower of Power.
That's what I was saying. Earth, Wind, and Fire are now touring with Tower of Power, and I couldn't remember the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they're in Boston, I think, later on in September.
If you have never seen Tower of Power, well, 70s horn-based and guitar funk band.
What I would like to see,
soul band.
I'd like them to tour with Tavares. Yeah, even though they're an earlier group, it's something about Tavares.
It's just our funk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this was born. This stuff was born out of the disco funk era, Richard.
Oh yeah,
became more
fine work.
Yeah. How do we get to this stuff? This is not a popular song this week in 1982.
No, you just mentioned it, so you thought. And hey, while we're on, Tower of Power, I'll go ahead and do that.
Brilliant.
What is hip, baby?
Well, very hip. If we're nothing, we're hip here on the Doug Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown will join us for a conversation on how to handle people that you don't like or that don't like you. Coming up, amongst other things, 28 minutes after the hour. This is the Doug Good Day program. But you knew that already, right?
Started to let your hair grow. Been big, but the top you want to. Somehow you know there's
wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Most people have a definite opinion about their driving.
Which one of you is the better driver?
I'm going to say my husband.
Definitely. But I wanted her to say that, though.
But when it comes to which cities have the best drivers, as always, Allstate has the hard proof. The company has released its 11th annual America's Best Drivers Report, and this year we've got a new top city. Vice President of Auto Claims at Allstate, Jim Letter.
For the first time ever, Kansas City, Kansas is the safest driving city in America.
Kansas City is followed by Brownsville, Texas, and Boise, Idaho. New to this year's report is data from Allstate's DriveWise, which found a correlation between heartbreaking events and an increase in crashes. Drivers in Des Moines, Iowa experienced the least amount of heartbreaking in the country.
Our goal each year is to encourage the country's discussion on safe driving and hopefully save lives.
Allstate says to avoid heartbreaking, leave a safe distance between you and the car in front of you and keep your eyes on the road. Want to see how your city ranked? Go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
After the hour, happy to have along with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Patrick Fadden is at Patrols in our studio in Washington, and also our visit from Dr. Joy Brown, who's here, one of the most excellent radio people I have ever encountered, and I've encountered most of them. Are you in the Radio Hall of Fame yet?
No.
How come you and I are not in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Is it all politics? I think it's all politics.
I think there's certainly a certain amount of it, because there are people in that that not only have I never heard of, but no one's ever heard of.
Right, exactly.
But that's okay. Listen, we do this. We do it for the sheer pleasure.
We do it for love.
We do it for love.
Yes. Dr. Joy, her weekday program is from noon until 3 every day. You can listen online. Just find out where or how by going to drjoy.com. And if you'd like to... Question. For example, we're going to talk about how to get along with people that you don't like. And that's a great question. I have a mother-in-law I don't like, Dr. Joy. What shall I do? You can call that kind of question into 855-99-DR-JOY, and she will answer that question on the air. All right. So let's get to how we deal with people that we don't like. You have to work with people sometimes you don't like. And as a matter of fact, sometimes if you don't get along with people at work, it's a roadblock to career advancement, personal relationships, just people in general. And maybe you start with an example of what happened in your life, because there got to be people in your life, although rare, that you don't like and they don't like you. So what have you done about it?
Well, first of all, I think we need to separate out different areas of our life. At work, work isn't about friendship, in spite of MASH. I mean, that program probably did more for the misunderstanding of the workplace than any single entity on the planet, because the idea was that you could get all your goodies in one place. You'd get your love life, your friends, your mentors, your
well,
work
your service,
in one
your
place.
Your service, that has happened, hasn't it, over the years?
Well... although,
fine.
Yeah, but even the service tries to convince people not to fraternize.
Right.
So
of course.
I mean, but the idea being, and presumably it doesn't occur on the same level. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it does, having never been in the service. And the closest I became was a Girl Scout.
Yep.
But the idea being that work is about competence. So what you need to do if you figure out that you don't like somebody is figure out why you don't like them. Did they have bad breath? Or do they seem more competent than you? Do they talk too much? Do they do too little? Whatever. But see if you can also figure out something positive about them. Because if you go to your boss, as Doug pointed out, you're really not going to be viewed much as a team player. And bosses really don't want to deal with the personal stuff unless they have to.
And is that true? How do you deal with personnel issues at the Radio Ranch there?
He fires their butt.
You know, I will say that I have done that. If I have somebody here, and I learned this a long time ago, that's a cancer, and walking around and just bad-mouthing mm-hmm. everything and everybody.
You have to dump it.
Boom, gone. Yeah. I got rid of them, and everybody kind of works together. And every now and then, I've got the couch open in my office to deal with personal situations at the workplace because it's going to come up.
It does. And so I think that understand that before you go to Richie, what you do is you go to the person and say, listen, if I've done something to offend you, can you tell me what it is? Because, you know, I would really like for us to work together better. And you can't go to somebody and say, everybody hates you, so let's talk about this. And that's not viable. In our personal life,
yeah.
Again, and the mother-in-law is not a bad example because there seems to be this kind of inherent societal kind of prejudice. But what you need to do about your mother-in-law is remember that she's the one who raised the man that you love or the woman that you love. So basically, I'm one of those people who thinks the confrontation is one of those words that is overused, and basically what you're doing is littering the roadside with body parts. So if there's a way not to confront somebody, which doesn't mean you have to be a doormat, but saying if you can figure out what you like about somebody, because it's quite often that we telescope and telegraph our attitude. If I don't like you, I'm going to act like I don't like you. And most of us get defensive when we feel someone doesn't like us. And so we may be more obnoxious than we have to be.
All right. So what happens in this day and age when people use social media to work over somebody that they don't like? That's a new dimension.
Cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm one of those people who thinks that the internet as it is will not exist in the same way. And that's already happened. I said it 5 years ago, and it's already happened. And it's going to happen more so. It's just because I think the internet is gives people permission to be both in some ways
cowards.
Anonymous.
It gives people,
and mean.
It gives people permission
mean.
To be mean and cowardly.
And negative.
Yep.
It's extraordinary that people face-to-face who would not say these kinds of things, and there have been all these studies that show when you're sitting in front of a computer screen, your inhibitions are lowered. And what we see in the internet is there's more sex and there's more just vituperative nasty. There's nastiness, and I think it's too bad. What I would say about cyberbullying is get off the internet. There is life beyond the internet, and I think that people are just too, you know, sort of too. And I don't want to use the word addicted because it's a misuse of the word. But too dependent on, you know, instead of friends. I've seen mothers with brand new babies walking down the street talking on their cell phone. And in the old days, you would have been talking to the baby. And I worry about what happens to future generations where people aren't read stories. There was actually a study that came out yesterday that said kids under the age of 2 that are exposed to any kind of screen, computer screen, TV screen, are much more prone to obesity.
Well, not only that, they are prone to have all kinds of disorders. Because the neurological connections in your brain are not mature until you're almost 3. So you sit in front of a television screen, a computer screen, and you watch all those images. What it does is make you an instant candidate for ADHD or any of the other things that make it almost unfeasible for you to be able to learn in the normal way. It is certain trauma. You are prescribing your child to a tough childhood.
Well, you're certainly making it more difficult.
Very difficult.
I don't think we necessarily doom people to failure, but we certainly are not encouraging the kind of connections that we know for years work really well in stimulating kids' brain, which is the human voice and human interaction and eye contact.
All right,
there's
so
no eye contact with a TV.
No, but let's go back a little bit to the boss employee relationship,
okay.
To others that are similar to that. Let's say this person is a bully, you use that term. Do you fight back or not? How do you show? Because a lot of times people are hurt and they show their emotions. When people hurt my feelings, I get emotional about it. There are people who have said to me, don't show your emotions, don't respond, just keep moving.
I think it really depends a little bit on the context, but basically a bully by definition is a coward. A bully is somebody who says, I can't make you like me, so I'll make you afraid of me. And so sometimes, believe it or not, the best way to deal with a bully is not to either ignore them, because they'll just up the ante, but to just smother them with kindness of, gee, that's so... You know, my favorite thing is stupid and cheerful. If you say, gee, Joy, you're getting fat. I say, oh, Doug, you have such a great sense of humor. And so, Joy, nobody likes you. You know, I just love how you look at the world. There's really no response to that, as opposed to if I just ignore you. I mean, you may go away, but you may also escalate. So when in doubt, try, and I think it also gives your stomach acid a place to go, of just laughing hilariously, of, oh, that you have such a great sense of humor. You know, I've always loved your sense of humor. Mm-hmm. How can you respond to that? There's no way of bullying that particular comment.
No. All right. So there, with the old expression, word of the wise is sufficient. But this is a common, everyday problem that people have. And how often do you hear somebody say, oh, I hate him? That's a horrible thing.
Yeah, you've always hated the word hate.
I think the word hate is so, so incredibly destructive in so many ways.
Where did that come from? Because, I mean, I think you're right. People use it.
Well,
where did it come from in your life?
Why do I think that I don't like the word hate?
Yeah, but
because I think it brings up into your.
I know why you don't like it, but where did that come from? Because it's such a common word and people use it.
Oh, where did the word hate come from?
Look at the shrink.
No, where did it come from in your life?
Where did you want to?
Who told you that they hated you? Is what she's asking. Someone must have.
Let's dig deeper into
this. When I was a kid,
let's find out where your hate.
I didn't say that they hated me, but they didn't like me. Made fun of my name. Made fun of the fact that I had cows. Made fun of the fact that I rode my bicycle.
Why is riding your bike so bad?
In my neighborhood, they didn't ride bikes.
What did they do?
They had their parents take them in places.
Dougie.
There were not many. First of all, the neighborhood that I grew up in, there were very few people my own age because it was it was more rural, certainly suburban rural, and there were one, two, three people on the entire street that I knew who were my age. They all went to private school. I didn't. And
did you ever hear somebody say, "I just hate you" or "I hate him"?
Yes, my former wife.
Yeah, but presumably it was before that.
That doesn't count, though, right?
Do you hate the word hate?
Before she married me, you mean, or what?
No, I just think that because I know you have a huge response to that word, and I just wonder where it came from. Because, I mean, most people, nobody wants to like them hated. Well,
no, somebody used it on me. That was very funny.
Somebody used it.
Yeah. Right. All right, so
hey, on an up note, though, Doug?
What's that reason?
I'd like to congratulate Joy Brown for being the winner of today's Doug Steffen Word of the Day contest when she used the word vituperative.
That's a great word.
Vituperative. Yes,
vituperative.
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 It means uttering or given to censure, containing or characterized by verbal abuse. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Joy Brown. You've just won a Cedar Side snack pack.
Well, I think that what happens, though,
Do I really get something for this?
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yay.
Hey,
I love this.
Earlier in the morning, we all said
a
word of the day.
All right, stop it.
I'm going to find you.
Cool. I guess I'm done with this conversation.
No, I'm interested.
You've piqued my interest because I have not, until you asked me that question, I actually never thought about it before. Who was it that told me that they hated me?
Yeah, because that kind of response usually happens early on in our life, and it's because it's out of proportion. Look, what I do as a therapist, I really can't read minds in spite of what people think, but what I can do is hear reactions, and I can hear when something seems out of proportion, and because I know that's one of the words that really will set you off.
All right.
And so my question is, where did it come from? Okay.
In the eighth grade, Gail Sheehy was somebody that I was very fond of. Her real boyfriend was Eddie Davis. Eddie Davis and she were having a problem, so she used me to make him jealous. Mm. And then she told me when it was all done that she actually hated me.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Hmm.
And my guess is there was probably something before that as well, so this resonated with it.
When you grew up, something you didn't realize that Gail Sheehy was a bimbo that used you, and she wasn't worth the time of day, right?
No, in the eighth grade, I could only see Gail Sheehy as my girlfriend. That
right.
was it.
Being yeah. magnificent, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And she probably
when
impressed.
You grew up.
No, they were well.
Well, but no, see, we get stuck. We get stuck in those things.
I really do. Actually, maybe this is more telling than anything else. When I was in the seventh grade, Karen Spencer sat in front of me. We had the old desks.
I love how he uses full names.
And well, who's going to know? She's not listening. She married Bruce Lovelace. They were boyfriend and girlfriend all through
Lovelace.
Junior high and high school.
Yeah,
they
have a Lovelace marriage.
And, I saw them at the 50th anniversary or 50th class reunion. One of the few people that I actually wanted to talk to. Recently. Anyway, back to Karen was in the chair in front. I was in the second row in Miss Welch's, Doris Welch's English teacher in seventh grade. And Karen sat in front of me and she was developing.
Breast, I told you.
She always wore blouses that buttoned down the back. And one day, I unbuttoned her blouse and she didn't know I was unbuttoning it and put it around the chair and then buttoned it back up again.
Doug, that's mean.
It really no, wasn't. Is.
It was mean.
It was mean.
Was it really?
Yeah,
that's pretty mean. She's probably, just like you have Gail Sheehy problems, she probably has Dudley Stephan problems.
Yeah. Really?
She's probably on her radio show right now going, I remember in the second grade when Dudley Stephan.
This is true, though. I was just going to say, when I was in kindergarten, I had a teacher tell me that I was helpless because I couldn't find something in her desk. And from that moment on, I mean, think about helpless people and you will not see me on the list ever because you overcompensate.
You're very self-sufficient.
I know. I'll never be called that again. Anyway, sorry, Joy. Go ahead.
No, I'm just... my sister had an imaginary friend when she was in second grade called Cynthia Bardsley, and whenever something went wrong, Cynthia Bardsley did it. And I gave a speech in York, Pennsylvania about 10 years ago, and somebody asked a question from the audience about imaginary friend, and I said something about Cynthia Bardsley. This woman comes up afterwards and says, I'm Cynthia Bardsley.
Really?
Yeah, there was a real Cynthia Bardsley.
I went to school with a Cynthia Bardsley.
Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99 Dr. Joy for her radio program. Ask her a question or check out her website, drjoy.com. 48 past the hour now on Good Day.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. As you stock up on school supplies for back to school, it's important to equip your child with the right tools, but also the skills to combat bullying. Leading writing instrument company Pilot Pen wants to help. Did you know Pilot's Friction Clicker, a retractable gel ink pen that writes smoothly and erases cleanly, also supports a great cause? Pilot is donating at least $125,000 from sales of Friction to national nonprofit Stomp Out Bullying to fund educational programs in schools. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, and mom.
Every 7 minutes a child is bullied. Adult intervention happens 4% of the time, peer intervention 11% of the time, and no intervention 85% of the time. One in four kids is bullied, and 8% miss at least one class per month for fear of bullies. We need to help empower our children to stand up to bullies and speak up if they or someone they know is being bullied.
Help Pilot and Stomp Out Bullying erase bullying for good. For more information, visit www.helperasebullying.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Okay, it's time for, if I get my voice straightened out here, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, is here with a focus on Amazon upping the ante in streaming video competition. Is that going to help you or hurt you? It depends on what you're watching. Plus, we have the news about how to get the garbage out of your belly button. That's coming up next here on Good Day.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's
Tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Greg Stemmen is here with Jennifer, Kenny, and I on the Good Day program to talk about Amazon a couple of different ways. They are upping the ante in streaming video competition. How?
Well, they're going to enable you, or they are enabling you, to now download shows to your device so that you can wear them, watch them.
Wear your watch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you can watch them in places where you may not have access to the internet or Wi-Fi. Like, you can now download a show and watch it on a plane. And Netflix has said they'll never offer this, although, of course, pressure from a competitor makes companies sometimes eat their words.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal, frankly, although I wonder about the piracy issues. I mean, if you've downloaded a show, how do you keep someone from then sharing it and losing control of it? I assume they've
done something. So what kind of quality, though? You've got an Apple Watch, and the screen is by an inch. How are you going to watch a movie on that and really enjoy it?
No, I don't. It's not for the app. I mean, maybe you could do that, but this is really for you're on a plane and you want to watch a movie or a TV show on your tablet or your PC. Sure. So
I can do that if I have what do I call that? The movie box.
Yeah, you could. Sure, there are, but you know, less and less PCs are going to have DVD drives.
Yeah. You don't need them when you have a nice movie box.
Well,
all right, Amazon, Teddy and Doug, Amazon Dash is here. Another item from Amazon. What's this all about?
So this is kind of an odd thing. I don't know how successful it's going to be, but let's just say you had a little button you added to your washing machine, so, you know, something with adhesive, and when you were about to run out of Tide detergent, you would just hit the button, and it would order more from you from Amazon. And then you'd have another button for Wheaties in the kitchen and another button for Gillette razor blades in the bathroom, and the next thing you know, your house is covered with these little buttons for the things that you use the most. You'll never run out again because you just hit the button to order more when you're running low.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is good?
I think it's a little goofy.
It's not going to do anything for me.
I think if there was a little button around your house and it was like Siri and you could do anything.
Mm. Here's what I want. This new vacuum cleaner named Bruno. You can just Google Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, and see the story of this new vacuum cleaner that sweeps away dust no matter where it is. You can put it in your navel and take care of the lint. Ever try to put a vacuum cleaner in your navel?
I have to confess that I have never, ever put a vacuum cleaner in my navel.
Huh.
I just, but you have, Doug?
Well,
could we get a selfie of that?
Yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea. Don't try this at home, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, that's
a YouTube video.
If you have a really good, like a Dyson vacuum, and you put it in your belly button, it might eat your intestines or something.
Nah.
Like a dustbuster?
Yeah, no, dust I think it's something more powerful.
All right, so anyway, the Bruno is available for $129, and you can run it with a smartphone app. When it's trash day, just go to Bruno, hit the button, and it'll clean of everything, including a lint in your navel. Check it out. You should post that at DougStephan.com, Jenny. Greg Stemmen here with us on Good Day, all things technological.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like.
support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.